welcome to your new life and our new times in what has been labeled as humanity's greatest leap in evolution. Dr. K is here to assist you with holistic tips and tools, clearings and activations for your vibrational upgrade. Dr. Allison J. K. has been working as an energy medicine practitioner for 20 years, having lived in Asia for 10 years to study subtle energy. People refer to Dr. K. as the lightning bolt due to the high voltage of the work she does on behalf of assisting you to thrive in mind, body, and spirit. That is the greatest backdrop to life on planet Earth right now.
Yeah, solar eclipse on Sunday, new moon on Sunday, after All Hallows Eve or Halloween, when the veils are the thinnest between worlds, meaning between our physical selves and then the spiritual multidimensional worlds, where we might sometimes think of as where our ancestors are, and that's how the whole holiday got designed, right? So it's not like this weekend's energy gateway is about Halloween, but it's beautiful what I have found to be that divine sense of humor. In that it's timed well, yeah, right on. So this weekend's energy gateway is huge. There's lots to talk about. We have some callers waiting, and we're going to get to doing clearings and facilitating to help us all stay balanced and make the most of these energies. So what is an energy gateway? This is how I'm being assisted by Celestia. An energy gateway is a powerful window of time when you can perceive more about yourself and your world. During such moments, you can connect more tangibly with spirit and benevolent unseen forces, receiving helpful insights about your life direction and needed course corrections. So there's going to be expanded levels of access to the parts of ourselves that it's time to let go of. It's the absolute energy of what this whole entire shift is about, that I wrote that 400-page book, What If There's Nothing Wrong About. And all my work is based on is us coming back to America in time for it from the 10 years in Asia to help us shift, because there's been no time like this on the planet ever before. How do I know that? Well, this is a new era after 26,000 years of human history, and we've never been this advanced before. And so we've used a lot of ego energy to make happen, in the West at least, the industrialization, post-industrialization, post-modernization, and here we are. And what are most people hungry for? My last client today, who just left, said he was at a Halloween party last weekend held by a nationwide advertising firm. They have a huge Halloween party every weekend. And he was talking to the guy, and he was telling him about me, and the guy said, well, God is money. And I thought that was interesting, the guy being the CEO of this national advertising company. And so it's interesting, isn't it? God is money. And then where do you go with that? Well, where I went with it was what I've talked about before in the show, in that the two worlds are merging. It's no longer those people over there, materialistic in the business world, or materialistic pop stars or pop culture icons or Hollywood stars. And, well, Hollywood is a separate matter, because they've always been progressive and donating to causes that are liberal and spiritual and creative and cutting edge. And then over here on the right side are the spiritualists who suffer, who a lot of the times are humble. They don't speak out for what they are doing, because it's also not accepted typically in the societies we've created in the West, blah, 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 blah. Those two worlds are merging now, where there's a spiritualization of the material. And as these two worlds merge, it's rocky, especially the more that we try to hold on to the old behaviors that are connected and associated with our ego, our identity-based selves, that small self. The more we're trying to make things happen and forcing things to happen according to the way that our mind sees that they should happen, meaning according to what it already knows and has experienced, the less easy things are going to materialize or actualize or manifest. The more that we surrender into the current flooding of supportive energies coming onto the planet and be in the now, and see intuitively in the present moment, coming aside, moving beyond the mind, and really intuit and feel the energy around, what is it that gives me juice? What is it that gives me joy? Let me follow that and make our choices based on that. Sometimes in the face of that doesn't seem reasonable. why would you do that when you have 20 years of training and education for that over there? Why would you all of a sudden let that go and start doing that? Like that kind of illogic. I don't mean to say you're responsible. That's not at all what I'm talking about, but much more able to flow in a less solid, slow pace, much more fluid, much more untied down to the earth. At the same time, the challenges with these high energies, and as we learn to really work with our intuition, which is up there in the sixth and seventh chakras typically, is to then ground these ideas, ground the spiritual energy, ground these spiritual energies coming to us from above and through our crown chakra and rocking our worlds and not letting things be the same anymore. Ground it down through our third, second, and first chakra so we can then create here on the earth plane what it is that all of these spiritual juices are helping cue us into when we get enthusiastic and then create based on that enthusiasm so our world changes. So the energies are totally this weekend all about this great shift that we're in now that was marked by December 21st, 2012 galactic alignment when I was at the Mayan ruins, right? But it seemed to me in the work that I was doing 2 years leading into that, at least intensively, was a lot of energy changes. But I started to get affected about 5 years prior to the alignment. So it's just, how do I say this without making too small of it? If you listen to my show regularly, you know that this is what I talk about a lot. You know that this is even why the show was started. And this is why the book, it seems like, in retrospect, was written for many reasons, but to help in this great shift. And so here we are, what is it, 11 months now, almost a year after, and we're still shifting. The dust is still settling. And what I'm really seeing this week with my clients, especially in the energy healing sessions, when we're in the session, I'm seeing my clients, no matter how long I've been working with them, that's not true. The ones I've been working with for a bit, I can see that they are new. There's a new, they've had this energy that I work with channeled through them. They've broken up their old density, their old mind-dominated life and lifestyle and body, holding on to those old mind-dominant beliefs and ideas. That's been broken up and cleared out of them enough, as we're going to do here on the show in just a few more minutes, the clearings to help do what I just said. Their old way of thinking, and I think one of the callers is waiting right now, is that can actually attest to this. She's been working with me enough to see it. The old is breaking up, and it's not even like it has to be a process or a journey. It's like it can just happen. And I don't mean to make it sound like it's like this big explosive Hollywood kind of action movie thing that's going to happen in your life. I mean that you just don't feel the same. And you just find yourself making pretty different choices with a lot of enthusiasm. And if you're not, then the emotions are going to be really rocky. You're going to see a lot of people possibly in conflict and blowing up around you as we go back and forth between the ego and the spirit. You know, really learning how to be a spirit in a human body and work with our ego as opposed to be our ego or our personality. So as these energies surrounding the galactic alignment in 2012 continue to ramp up, there's going to be more and more awakening energy in everyone. And so you're going to feel possibly you're going to hear more. You're going to be more sensitive. And this is a sign of spiritual awakening where your five senses, it's also what happens naturally when you're a meditator, your sensory perceptions get more acute because your consciousness has expanded. And that is what we're all going through right now, because that is the nature of the energies, is that expansion is the name of the game here. And that it means expansion at the soul level, expansion at the spiritual level, expansion of spiritual juice in our lives now. So you're looking possibly for a more meaningful life. You're looking to have more fulfillment. You're looking to do something that isn't empty or just based on money. And also the things that used to work for you probably are no longer working unless you've been consciously on this, you've been consciously awakened already and doing this work like myself and many others are already doing. You're going to find the awakenings happening in your consciousness slowly and some of you quickly, depending on if you just choose yes right away. But it's going to seem different and it's going to feel different. It's not going to feel the same and you're not going to be able to be the same. So why don't we go ahead and I'm going to trust that the callers who are on hold right now are actually going to model this for you and get clearings for all of you. Because as one of them gets their clearings. It's for all of us. So let's go ahead and bring, is it Sherry, Matt?
Yes, this is Sherry.
Hey, Sherry, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I don't believe we've worked together before, correct?
No, we haven't. No.
Well, nice to meet you. What can I do for you?
Well, this is my first time to call in, so I'm not sure what to ask for.
So. Yes, you are. What okay. Would you like to help with changing or support?
Okay. Yeah. Well, actually, I'll do then. So I'm working in a job right now, and my last day of work, they told me, is going to be November 22nd, and I'm ready to start being the healer that I am. So, yes, I do. I want help with that.
Great. You're in the right place.
Great. And
it's so perfect, Sherry. Thank you for having the courage, if it did take courage, to call and speak out, because what you're asking for help with, I would say about a half to two-thirds of my client base is asking for help with. The majority of people are asking for help with. And in fact, the job, quote-unquote, loss is actually happening in order to help you become aligned with doing work that is going to earn you money, that is aligned with your true self and your genuine passions and abilities and talents. Yeah?
Right.
Yeah, so trusting the process is one of the first steps. Another aspect, too, is there's a couple of different coaching things that I just want to give you from the generals, and then I'll go into your field and help you clear out some of the hesitancies that could be standing in the way and slow down this process, okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool. All right, so in general, when people are making this kind of shift, one of the things that it seems like we're trained to look for is a lot of, and I was just saying this a bit, a lot of fireworks, like it's going to be some big explosion, like you're going to meet a person and they're going to just be the guide to open up this whole healing world. And actually, everything seems to happen step by step by step in little small steps. And so as you get presented a choice, if you can see that you're enthusiastic and you're really, there's a lot of like energy or light or light, what do I mean by light? Like there's this thing that you're looking at on the internet, on the web page, has a lot, it's jumping out at you, then yeah, go there and see what information it has for you. And then maybe go to that workshop that that person on that website is offering. And then it's kind of like the Hansel and Gretel breadcrumb stage. Let the universe lead you. The how is the universe's job, not yours, Sherry. So don't get tripped up on that, because a lot of people will. What?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, the nature of the times we're in. I mean, I have always felt like an investigator in my entire life. Like I've always been following clues with what to do next, what was the next stage or phase. And I've lived all over the world, et cetera. So it's been an incredible bunch of clues. And so it seems like now more than ever, because the energy world is so much more active in our lives, and it's breaking up the mind energy where we don't really come from the mind as much anymore, trying to figure stuff out. Because if we do, we're just going to get in a log jam. We're really being asked to get into our intuitive bodies and our energy bodies, and our meaning coming from our higher selves for the guidance. So you, like you saw me tell you right at the beginning, right, defer right back to you. You know, you do know. You do know, and your unique, beautiful being with its own unique configuration can call to you exactly and is calling to you. And in fact, again, that's why the job would be lost on November 22nd. It's a very important date. That's actually my mother's birthday.
That's neat.
Yeah, it's kind of a sweet little coincidence. And she passed, and a part of the reason why I do the work that I do at the full-time level instead of still just continuing at the part-time level is because of her passing and what surrounded her passing. If you're interested, you can listen to the radio show I do with Bruce Lipton. It explains it there. But
okay.
The job, like what I see when we are going to open up to being more of our true selves in our lives, our higher self will call in events in circumstances, in people that we're not even consciously aware we're doing to set us up to be able to then move into a more spirit, soul-based life. It's hard to find language that's appropriate to explain this because it's so... It has the potential to sound cliche, and it's not like all of a sudden you're going to be wearing white and you're going to be wearing mala beads and you're going to be oming to be when you're living a soul-based life. It just means that you're more in alignment with your genuine true self, what you're doing, and it's the most foundational skill set you have. It's the most natural thing that you do that you're going to be working from, and so that's just honoring your truest self, and then you are actually contributing to others and you're getting your income from that. So it's the idea that everybody has that unique gift to offer, the patchwork, that we all become the quilt of humanity. So,
right.
Yeah, so trusting your soul to know enough to call in here today, trusting your soul, your higher self, your being, your energy body, all of these are the same, to call to you the event, to guide you. And to call to you the events and the people and the circumstances you need, and that you'll know by like the description I gave earlier, if a website just jumps out at you and gets your attention, you'll know what to say yes to. And you'll know when you're saying no to something that you need to be saying yes to, that you're doing that. So you really want to be able to increase your abilities to be more observant and slowed down of your mind and its choices so that you can be more aware of what is being presented to you when it's being presented to you. As the breadcrumbs come up, you'll be able to recognize them. Oh, this is another clue. Okay, saying yes to this as the direction takes form. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does. It makes total sense. I'm right with you. Yes.
Excellent. Okay. So I think that what would be helpful too is if we do some clearings that could help just increase that sense of knowing and activate you to be able to follow your knowing more. The seventh and the sixth chakras are the keys for this. I think the third chakra also would be helpful for you to balance out if you wanted to. I'm not trying to sell you anything, but it's going to come across to some ears as a marketing speech. But on my website, there's chakra recordings that are theta healing based clearings for each chakra. So you can buy each chakra separately. I don't remember how much they are. I don't think they're a lot. Or you can buy the whole package. So if you were to focus on the seventh and the sixth and the third, those would all help the parts of you that are going to be involved with intuitive listening. And then the third one for manifesting and creating and taking action. Yeah. And then you could even take your hands. And if you listen to each of those, if you do get those and you listen to each recording, there's actually tips on each one about how to maintain those chakras. But Sherry, if you take your hands and you rub them together a little bit vigorously for just like 30 seconds to a minute, and you put your own hands on the crown of your head, and then for a couple of minutes, like you went to sleep that way, or you're just laying down and you put your hands there, and then you put them at your in between your eyebrows at the bridge of your nose, you had one palm kind of going across your forehead, but making sure that part of it is covering the third eye or the sixth chakra, and the other hand is in the back of the head, raised up just a half an inch higher than where the front hand is, because in the back the chakras run higher just a bit than the front. And then you would go down to the third chakra, which is the solar plexus underneath the bottom ribs, and hold, just put your hands there. That could start too. Also, you could clap in front of your third chakra, really loud claps. If you have a bell or cymbals, you could run that in front of your third chakra, the solar plexus, because that will help activate it to help you be able to be more active in the materializing of what you're intuiting, you desire, to keep those energies awake and activated.
Okay, that sounds great.
There's also certain yoga poses that you could do for each of those. And I mean, that's now going into something a little bit beyond this call. But if you wanted to, you could get in touch with me and I could design you a sequence for it if you wanted. That's fun stuff, designing yoga sequences based on what you want to, like a yoga sequence for manifestations, really fun stuff. Because people don't normally know that yoga is designed around the chakras.
Okay, right. That's funny.
But it is neat. And I might be getting into my yoga geekness right now. And let's go ahead and get you clearing. So what we want to do is...
Let me ask you this. What does it mean to you to lose your job?
Well, I've known it's been coming all along since I started working here 2.5 years ago. And so when I got the phone call yesterday, it kind of freaked me out a little bit, but only for like 5 minutes. And then I was like, okay, I'm trained in access consciousness, so I'll ask some questions. So I was good with that.
Okay, so we don't need to do questions?
No, we do. I would like to hear your questions. Yes.
Okay. So, really good shift, by the way, Sherry. 5 minutes, nicely done. Really nicely done. Okay, so one of the ones that I would work with is what stupidity are you using for the playing small you are choosing?
Okay, I like that.
And everything, anything that is, you want to destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Time is a god, zillion right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nines, shorts, boys, and beyonds. there's so many that we can do here. I actually have a telecall series going on right now based around how to say yes to more and no to less. And it was brilliant on Monday night. Let me go over and get my file, actually, and get you some really juicy questions. So this thing of being a healer, what does being a healer mean to you?
Helping people, that's what I want to do, and I feel like that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay, so everything, anything that doesn't allow for that, you want to destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Time is a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. You feel, Sherry, interestingly enough, and this is really good feedback for you to hear right now, you feel like you don't need as much clearing as you need boosting to maximize what you already have going on.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
So. It does, yes.
Okay, excellent. All right, so then I would work with what energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be. So let me do it as a clearing. What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to have this transition into being a full-time healer turn out better than anything you could have ever even imagined or planned?
Yes.
Anything and everything that doesn't allow for that, you want to destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Times of gods, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nines, shorts, boys, and beyonds. What would it take for you to allow this to become as beautiful and big as it's meant to be and as it possibly can be, this transition into becoming a healer? Anything and everything that doesn't allow for that, you want to destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Time is a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nines, shorts, boys, and beyonds. You're making me smile. I'm excited for you.
I'm excited too.
Yeah. So this is I'm going to get into a land where there's a little bit of tricky thinking here. This isn't maximizing, but this is kind of when we get more advanced. So what, Sherry, have you decided that you would be, do, or have once you are a healer?
What do I want to have? Okay, so everything.
What does that look like? What is it that you've decided once you are a healer, this is who you will be? Once you are a healer, this is what you will have? Once you are a healer, this is what you will do?
I will help people. I will have all my needs met. And with ease and joy.
Okay. Can you tell me a story about somebody you helped today?
I was talking to someone who came up to the desk where I work, and he was telling me a story about himself, about the surgery that he's getting ready to go through in December because he lost a lot of weight, and he's having the excess skin, taken off. And I was there listening and encouraging him. It's going to be a long process that he has to go through, but I was helping him realize that it was so worth it and what's getting ready to happen for him. And it was very uplifting.
Mm. Yeah, it feels like you really lightened him.
Yeah.
Yeah, good work there. All right. So that's you helping somebody today. Yesterday, I've been wanting for the last, like, this is kind of mundane, but this is really where the spirit's showing up nowadays. All this magic and this juice is really showing up in the mundane, and that's the intention, is to spiritualize our everyday. So I've been needing a new vacuum for a month, and I have not had a chance to go to the store. I've been having a lot of events on the weekends, and I'm always with clients during the day. And so just haven't had the time. I've been wanting to get to the store to get a vacuum. I've been looking at my carpets. I've been thinking, this doesn't make me happy or light, looking at these carpets when they could be cleaned. So yesterday I go out, and a woman is moving, and she can't fit her vacuum in her trunk. And so she gives me her vacuum right in my neighborhood.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
You know, how does it get any better than that?
Right.
So what we need, it shows up, right?
Right.
Do you have a story of that in the last week, having a need met?
Let me think. I know it's happened. Well, actually, last week, we usually order lunch here every day. There's three of us. And I said out loud, I said, it would be great if we wouldn't have to order lunch and it would be here for us, you know, for the next week. And so for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Monday, there was food for us here. So we didn't have to buy lunch. It was brought to us. So it was perfect.
Does it get any better than that? Look at you.
I know.
Okay, so the two things that you told me what you'll be, I kind of tricked you, and what you'll have once you become a healer is that you'll help people. And that you'll have all your needs met. And I would beg to differ that you're already doing that.
That's true. Right. You're right.
Everything, anything that doesn't allow for you to perceive, receive, know, be, and receive that. Why not destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Times a godzillion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, voice, and beyonds. You already are a healer. You already are having your needs met. So... Just hang the shingle out wherever you so feel enthusiastic about hanging that shingle out, sister.
I feel very excited now. That's great. Thank you for bringing that to my awareness.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the times our funny little ego minds will set us up to expect perfection. And that's when we go and we present our ability to heal others to others once we're perfect. And that just doesn't happen. Doesn't work that way. You know, you're exactly who you need to be right now to help the people that are out there looking for you already looking for you.
Right.
So anything and everything that doesn't allow for these people to find you, just when you're ready for them to find you at the numbers and levels that is required and desired, you want to destroy and uncreate.
Yes.
Times a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nines, shorts, boys, and beyonds. I want to recommend, because you do have questions to work with, come back and listen to this recording. The energies of this weekend are huge for help and support to come through. So the more that we're actively working with clearing out and activating ourselves, clearing out the old and activating the new and setting us up more in the direction of what we want even more, the quicker and it'll happen. There's a lot of help coming through this weekend. So really we can make good use of it.
Great. Yeah, I will, definitely.
Yeah, because you feel ready. You do. You feel really ready. So let me just take a few minutes now and go up into Theta and see what I get guided to there.
Okay.
Are you in a you're not driving, right? Are you in a place where you just settled?
Yes, I am. I'm just sitting in my chair.
Okay. Creator, it is commanded, please. You clear any and all free-floating thoughts or trauma for Sherry around fright,
Show me. Greater it is commanded, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it. For Sherry at her past life history level, this healing work is safe? No? Replacing it with this healing work is safe? Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of this healing work being safe for Sherry to do now. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about her day-to-day life with this healing work being safe for her to do. Show me. Creator, it is commanded to pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for Sherry at her past life history level. This will be easy? No. Replacing it with this will be easy? Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download to Sherry the feeling of this all being easy. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about her day-to-day life with all of this being easy. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of ease for her highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at her past life history level. I don't know. Yes. Replacing it with I do know. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download to Sherry the feeling of knowing. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download to Sherry the knowing how to go about her day-to-day life. Knowing. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of knowing and of intuitive knowing. Intuitive development, intuitive guidance. For her highest and best with grace and ease, show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for Sherry at her past life history level. The finances are here for this? No? Replacing it with the finances are here for this? Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download to Sherry the feeling of the finances being here for this. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download to Sherry the knowing how to go about her day-to-day life with the finances here for this. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of her financial needs being met with ease and grace. For her highest and best with grace in you, show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for Sherry at her past life history level. I need to figure out how to do this. Yes. Replacing it with, I already know how to do this. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download to Sherry the feeling of knowing already how. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download to Sherry the knowing how to go about her day-to-day life already knowing how. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of the universe and guidance on the how and on trust. Trusting herself and her guidance for her highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at a past life history level. I can trust my intuition. It's good. No. Replacing it with, I can trust my intuition. It's good. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the feeling to Sherry of being able to, and for all the listeners, being able to trust your intuition, and that it's good for guidance. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download to Sherry the
knowing how to go about her day-to-day life, trusting her intuition, knowing that her intuition is good and strong. Show me. Greater it is, Kamanda, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at Sherry's past life history level. It's all going to be okay. No, replacing it with, it's all going to be okay. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you download to share the feeling of it all being okay and even spectacular. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download to share the knowing how to go about her day-to-day life with it all being okay. And in fact, it's all going to be spectacular. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download to Sherry the Creator's perspective, definition, understanding of creating our best lives ever that are spectacular, way beyond just okay. For her highest and best of grace and ease, show me. That feels good, Sherry.
It felt really good. I have a big smile on my face. Each clearing you did, it was wonderful.
Yay! Yeah.
I know. Thank you. That felt so good.
My honor. Stay in touch. Let me know how it's going, okay?
I will, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
It's my honor. Have a great weekend. Thanks for calling in and sharing yourself.
You too. Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Matt, you want to let Lucinda in now?
I'm here, Allison. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sweetie, thanks for your patience. Yeah?
Oh, thank you, thank you. Now, I just have one thing to tell you. I'm driving, and, you know, I'm like you are at your house. It's very choppy, so, and I have to go. I can't, like, not. So just so you know.
Okay, thanks for the heads up. So what can we do together today?
Well, I've got this physical thing going on that I've got a question about, and I'm wondering if you can't help me with it.
Okay.
I am, right now, I'm making some, like, huge changes, some giant moves, big steps.
Yeah,
it's great. I mean, it's kind of reminiscent to me as of the mid-90s when I was doing big stuff. You know, it has that kind of big shift feel to it.
I agree.
In all of, I'm sorry, what?
Yes, I agree. You're full on in a big shift, sister. No doubt about it. Yes.
Yeah. So in all of this, my eyesight is going big time to the point where I'm looking at stuff and I can't see what it is. I just passed two people on the road who were walking toward me and I couldn't tell if they were walking towards or away. I mean,
totally normal right now. It's totally normal right now. It's also totally typical right now for somebody who's having breakthroughs and for somebody going through a massive spiritual awakening and for somebody working with me, quite frankly.
Okay.
The kind of energy that I am working with, it's really, really, really high vibration, and you don't even get hands-on sessions from me. God bless.
Right. And by the way, so while we're on this, I just wanted to let everybody know that I'm part of Allison's teleseries, and that is so freaking awesome. If you get a chance to get on it, don't hesitate. Get on it. There is so much movement that happens. It's just phenomenal. So, all right, having said that.
Thanks for the plug there, Lucinda. That wasn't planned, y'all. But part of the breakthrough she's going through is from this third call we just had. And in fact, I think, Lucinda, I'm going to make that one available on its own for purchase after the series is over, and then the whole series itself, because it was just such a powerful call. And part of the power behind it was seeing differently. Is that not correct? Okay, hold on a second. Let me help you feel more comfortable in what I'm saying or in suggesting. So we were looking at the ways that we looked at being in a human body on planet Earth. We were looking at how things are dualistic and how our mind says it's supposed to be, right?
Yes, we were. Yes.
Okay, so do you have a memory of one of the ones that really hit you? one of the clearings that really struck you Monday night?
The biggest thing for me in all of that is a lot of these things are things that I've been saying for a while. Yeah. And as you may well know, you can't always talk comfortably. Well, not that it's comfortably or uncomfortably, but a lot of times you'll say these things to people and they just look at you like you have five different heads, and then that's it. For me, it was having that communion with somebody else who was talking the same thing, and my having a very clear understanding of it, and yeah, actually even having some of my thoughts expand just in the communion with somebody else, you know, because you're no longer, I guess, contracting as you do when there's nobody else out there, when you're, you know, putting yourself out there. So
what you just said was you even had some of your thoughts expanded.
Yes.
Okay. So that expansion, where do your thoughts happen typically? If you were to point to a part of your body, what would you point to?
I would point to my head.
Okay, let's get more specific. What part of your head? Your jawline?
My brain.
Okay, so where are you pointing to? The top of your head, your jawline, the side of the top of your head, the side of your forehead?
Temple area.
Okay, where are the temples next to?
The eye.
See it?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not, we expect it to be so advanced, our bodies. We expect a lot of it has to do with the conditioning from our Western medical system, but the bodies work in quite simplistic metaphors. And in fact, all dis-ease that gets diagnosed is simply working from this kind of metaphor to our lives and what's going on in our lives. And so when we work at the soul level, when we work at the level of base cause, then we're able to see it more clearly, and we don't have to fancy it up with all this other stuff. So your expansion's increasing. Your thoughts are expanding, and so the area in your temple area is expanding, and so it's playing with how you're seeing things.
Okay. All right. That is kind of what I was pulling through, and but I don't want it to be that way. I want to be able to see clearly and have my vision be, and I know it is what it is, but I just
want
to see if
there's help.
Something I wasn't getting. What?
There's help. We can help you with it, okay? There's actual tools that we can help. So
okay.
One of the things that you can do is kind of along the lines of what I was just telling Sherry. You can rub your hands vigorously together, and a couple of times throughout the day, just sit back in your chair, lay down if that's possible, and put your palms over your eyes.
Yep.
Another thing that's needed right now is because you're having these openings, the vibrations, the frequency. So a 60-watt bulb emits more light than a 20-watt bulb, yeah?
Yeah.
You're turning into a 60-watt bulb. You're able to channel more light because you're having less blockage. You're having more opening. The openings happen at the crown of the head, the crown chakra. The energies around us coming onto our planet are those kinds of energies. They're coming into the crown chakra, and they're very high frequency, very high vibration. They're taking us out of being a more dense world into being a much more enlightened and light world. Light has a higher frequency. That frequency is rewiring all of our central nervous systems. Those of us who are consciously on our spiritual development are opening more. And so it's taking us, if you were to go in YouTube, Spiritual Awakening, you would see a video that would talk about your eyesight being affected.
Okay.
So what you can do is lay down and do that first thing with the hands. The second thing that you can do is you can get your feet barefoot on the earth and get your back also separately or together next to a tree. That will help your central nervous system ground the electrical wiring, because vibrations are electricity and they're magnetics. It's electromagnetic energy. So if you were to, if you can wear something like garnet, that doesn't feel right for you. Something more like an agate or a jasper. Those are very grounding stones.
Okay.
If you could get an anklet
made of that, that will help bring the frequency down so it's not all gathered around your seventh and sixth chakra where you're getting a lot of this opening. That will help. There is also, you could even tap. So I've been an EFT practitioner for 15 years, way before they started calling it tapping. Have you heard, seen the tapping stuff?
Yeah, I've done some with some clients before.
All right, if you were to just even do the tapping movements around your eyes, that would help.
Okay.
And then there's a yoga posture that's really grounding, and it's very simple, and it's actually really good to do for digestion, too. It's the only yoga pose you can do within 2 hours of eating. All you're doing is you're sitting on – you don't even need a mat for it, Lucinda. Just bend your knees. Sit on your knees so that your butt is basically on your heels. Does that, can you, do you have that visual?
Yeah, I'm, is that it?
That's it.
Okay, and should my back be completely straight and my hands on my lower thigh?
Yep,
just above my kneecap?
Yes, exactly, and palms face down.
Okay. Very good.
Hold on one second. Let me see if there's anything else. You're in Connecticut. Are you landlocked or are you by the ocean?
I'm landlocked.
All right, so then use the earth.
I have plenty of water, just no ocean.
Yeah, okay, so one of the other things that's going to help a lot is can you go to the store and get some either pink Himalayan rock salt or sea salt. And if you could actually rub that in your palms and then rub it around your ankles.
Okay.
A couple of times a day. I'm even getting your heels and the bottom of your feet.
Okay.
That will help dissipate some of the charge too. You might even want to, I don't know, you might want to play with having a little bit of it. You know what might help is if you mix it. Okay, so here's a suggestion. This is something that I'm doing a lot of nowadays. I'm taking a shower, and then I'm shutting the water off, and I'm taking sea salt that I've mixed in with olive oil, both organic, and I'm rubbing. It's like a body scrub, so the shower's now off, and I'm rubbing the salt and olive oil mixture on my skin, and I'm letting it soak for 15-ish minutes, and then I'm rinsing it off, and I'm not putting any moisturizer on after that because the olive oil is that a moisturizer. It's good enough for that.
All right.
So what you're dealing with that's adjusting your eyesight a bit is your changed perception metaphorically, as we talked, but now the latter part of the conversation has all been about how do I deal with these frequencies that I am opened up to now. And so everything that I've done, you can come back and listen to the recording for the instructions, is this is how you deal with the higher frequencies. So for everyone out there, this is a host of tips. Another one that's huge and really simple, all of these, notice, are really simple because, I mean, we're learning how to deal with being in a human body on the earth, but with high frequencies. And so it makes sense that they would be that simple. Another one is the pranayama, which is yogic breathing. And there's 8 limbs in yoga, and one of the entire limbs of yoga is the body postures. That's only one of the limbs. As I've said on many shows, 5 of the 8 limbs are about meditation and working with the mind. Another entire limb in the 8 limbs of yoga is the pranayama, or the breathing exercises of yoga. There's one that will balance your brain hemispheres. So we're being moved out of a left brain dominance and even out of a right brain dominance, because a lot of these energies are going to the right brain because that's our spiritual brain, that's our abstraction brain. And it's even been, this is in my book, the part of our brain that gets activated during meditation is the anterior cingulate, and that's, actually I think that's right in between the lobes. But there's measurements too that show when we are doing meditation and spiritual work, what gets activated are parts of the right brain. So we are wanting to come from a whole brain, a whole consciousness, instead of just one brain, the left, analytical, mathematical, figuring out, scheduling, organizing, structuring, labeling, judging brain. That's left. Right brain is language and abstraction and music and spirituality. We want to balance that out. And so if you're nowadays coming out of your left brain and you're going more into your right brain. And so what will help balance out what's going on in your brain so that your eyesight can be more balanced too is the alternate nostril breathing. So all that is if you take your peace fingers and you put your peace fingers over your third eye in between the eyebrows, and then you have your pinky, pardon me, you have your thumb and your fourth finger or your ring finger poised and ready. You block. Lucinda, are you able to follow this while you drive, or should I suggest a link to you?
Well, no, that's fine because I'll just go back and listen to the recording.
Okay.
But I already know the breathing, so that's okay. But thank you.
All right, so for everyone out there, alternate nostril breathing is you lift your, have your thumb pressing on your right nostril, your left nostrils open, you're inhaling through your left nostril. At the end of the inhale, plug your left nostril and then lift the thumb off the right nostril and exhale out the right nostril. Keeping your thumb off of your right nostril, inhale through your right nostril. Plug your right nostril, lift your ring finger off your left nostril, exhale through your left nostril. That's one round. Do 10 rounds of it a day at least. I do more than that. You can also YouTube alternate nostril breathing, and you can see some demonstrations for it. I don't have a YouTube video up there doing it yet. There's enough people out there who have. So all of those tools will help balance your eyesight more. So anything else, my dear?
No, that was the big thing. Although I didn't hear you say, and so let me just ask you, how long of a period of time were you suggesting that I do the breathing for?
10 rounds. So when you go from the left to the right side, and then you go from the right side back to the left side, that one completion is one round. Do 10 rounds.
Okay, 10 rounds, and how many times a day?
At least one. If you can do more than that, go for it.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. No, thank you very much. And we haven't lost service yet or anything. Thank you, Allison.
Woohoo! How's it getting better than that?
Exactly. And what else is possible?
You're going through a massive bunch of breakthroughs, Lucinda, and it's been an honor to watch it happen and be along your side as it does. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, my dear. Enjoy this weekend.
Thank you, too.
Thanks. Thanks for calling. Bye. Okay, so, yeah, those are two real typical cases of what I am having presented to me through my client base and my students at this time on the planet. How do I move into a vocation that is really using who I am and what I love to do and make a living from it, meaning how do I live with more authenticity? That's the common buzzword, it seems like, the American public is using. How do I live with more meaning is another way to say it. Living with fulfillment is another way to say it, because we can't get by living with emptiness anymore, where we're just working to make the money, to pay the bills, because it's just too empty, and this time is all about finding meaning and feeling fulfilled and helping others while doing so. And so you might find yourself having those safety jobs taken away. Or another common thing I'm seeing is less and less tolerance to do that robotic work. Like less and less satisfaction, more and more difficulty, more and more negativity, more and more hesitancy and resistance to going to that job of doing that work. So the reason for that, and again, we're not commonly focusing on the subtle levels in our country or in the West, but in America in particular, we're usually looking at the more tangible levels because we're just not trained to look at the subtle levels, and that's what my book is all about. How do we end up being so focused on the physical after living in Asia for 10 years and seeing how they're so focused on the subtle energies? And so I present that in my book to my Western friends and readers. And so by being more tuned into the subtle, we're able to be more self-aware of where our enthusiasm is when we have a certain thought or see a certain opportunity, instead of just skating by on the surface and getting stuff done. These times are absolutely asking us to be more in tune with our higher selves, and to be in alignment with our higher selves. And as we do that, our worlds are getting rocked to a degree because we just can't live, as I've said in words so many times, we just can't live from that same old place doing the same old things that we once did. If we do, we're going to cause ourselves undue suffering. And so Lucinda's awakened, and this is one of the primary symptoms of having awakened, is the eyesight is adjusting itself. I've heard this said from many other people, too, who do work in consciousness, that lots of people are having, there's just adjustments happening all throughout our systems. There's structural alignment happening, and there's a lot of stuff that when we go to our Western docs, they're kind of wondering what's going on, too, because a lot of these issues are about what's in consciousness as opposed to they're more tangible, which is what our Western medical system is used to working. And it doesn't mean don't go to your doctors, but when they don't have an answer, a lot of the times it's what you just saw happen with Lucinda. So on that note, feel free to partake in these energies of the times in the ways that I channel it and work with it, by going to AllisonJK.com, services, Tuesday night group, Theta Healing. Would love to have you join in and would love to help supercharge your lives. Have the best weekend ever. Much love and light. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us and allowing yourself this time to expand and become more of who you're here to be. Dr. K has a range of different offerings of her vibrational upgrades at all price points, including free. So for more information, please go to www.allisonjk.com. Dr. K's first book, What If There's Nothing Wrong, is available on Amazon.com. Dr. K also has a weekly clearing and activation call that is attended by her most advanced clients and students, an important activity in keeping themselves aligned and their vibration high. We'd love to have you come and play. Om Shanti.